Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Why would God punish someone for eternity for temporal sins? This is something we hear often, and the reason it is a struggle for some is because they do not understand the nature of God and therefore the nature of sin. We have to remember that God is eternal. God is eternally and infinitely holy, infinitely just, infinitely righteous. And therefore, when we break God's law, there is an infinite consequence to it. Not because of the sin itself, but because of who we have offended. I often use this illustration to try to help people understand this. If you were to threaten my life, the police would tell you to stay away from me, and there probably would not be much that would come of it. However, if you threaten the President of the United States, his life, well, you'd probably be in jail for at least 48 hours until they can find something else to hold you on to see if the threat was real. In other words, there was a difference in the consequence, and yet the threat was identical. What made the difference? The difference was who was offended. Well, when it comes to God, He is an infinitely holy being, and therefore, that carries with it an infinite consequence. Yes, the sin may be temporal and similar to others, but it's against the holy, infinite God.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.